Palestinian extremist Hanan Ashrawi says she's been denied U.S. visa. By Deborah Danan on May 14, 2019. Tel Aviv, senior Palestinian official Hanan Ashrawi claims she was denied a visa to enter the U.S., citing her support for nonviolent resistance as a possible reason. "It is official. My U.S. visa application has been rejected. No reason given," she wrote on Twitter. "I'm over 70 and a grandmother. I've been an activist for Palestine since the late 1960s. I've always been an ardent supporter of nonviolent resistance," she added in the first of a seven-part tweet. Ashrawi said that even though she studied for her PhD in the U.S. and had grandchildren who lived there, she would not be able to visit them. "I've met every Secretary of State since George Shultz and every president since George H.W. Bush," she wrote, adding a caveat that she had excluded the current Trump administration from her list. "I have no tolerance for the Israeli occupation in all its manifestations as the most pervasive form of oppression, dispossession and denial," she continued, adding that "I have no respect for the enablers of this inhuman condition." After a lengthy diatribe on her character, in which she wrote that she struggled for human rights and against corruption, Ashrawi concluded, "I'm guilty of all of the above. And as such, this administration has decided I do not deserve to set foot in the U.S." Ashrawi, a longtime member of the Executive Committee of the Palestine Liberation Organization, served as late PLO leader Yasser Arafat's deputy. She routinely accuses Israel of apartheid, ethnic cleansing and stealing Palestinian land. She has called Israel the most racist, violent government in world history. Ashrawi lambasted the Israeli electorate after the April 9 national elections, saying that it favored candidates who were unequivocally committed to entrenching the status quo of oppression, occupation, annexation and dispossession in Palestine and escalating the assault on Palestinian national and human rights. "The Israeli public," she continued, "has chosen an overwhelmingly right-wing, xenophobic and anti-Palestinian parliament to represent them. Israelis chose to entrench and expand apartheid." The State Department would not confirm that Ashrawi's visa had been rejected, saying only that visa records are confidential under U.S. law. "Therefore, we cannot discuss the details of individual visa cases." U.S. law does not authorize the refusal of visas based solely on political statements or views if those statements or views would be lawful in the United States, a statement said. "Visas may be denied only on grounds set out in U.S. law."